As always, I want to bring you a message from the Word of God. This morning, I'm preaching to you and reading from the first book in God's book, the book of Genesis, chapter 4, if you'd like to follow along. In this chapter, you have the story of two men who come before God to worship God, to be accepted by God. Two men who believe a way to approach God. This is the two religions in the world. All religions are found in these two men. I read, Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. And she again bare his brother Abel. Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in process of time it came to pass, Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. But unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said unto Cain, Why art thou wroth? And why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. And unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. And Cain talked with Abel his brother, and it came to pass, when they were in the field, that Cain rose up against Abel his brother, and slew him. End of reading. All religions begin right here. The two sons of Adam, all basic beliefs about God, about man, about how we may please God or appease God or be accepted by God. Two religions right here, and only one is true. All religions of the world are found under one of these two religions. Cain brought, it says, the fruit of the ground, produce. Things he planted, things that he grew, things he had worked to produce. Cain came to God with an offering of his works. Abel, in verse 4 it says, brought the firstling of the flock, or sheep. He brought a lamb which God created, a lamb which God provided. Abel had nothing to do with that lamb's life, with that lamb's it was provided by God. This was a lamb, an innocent animal, which Abel killed and shed its blood and brought its blood to the Lord, to God. And God accepted Abel because of his offering. Now, all religions are found right here. They're the religion of works, like Cain, what he did to try to appease God, to please God, what he did, his work, or grace, like Abel, who brought what God provided him, what God had done, not what he had done. All religions are found under these two men. The works of man and his flesh, like Cain, or the works of God and Christ and the Holy Spirit, like Abel. God rejected Cain and his works. He rejected what Cain offered, what Cain had done. But God accepted what Abel brought, the lamb, which God had provided. Now that lamb represents the Lord Jesus Christ, the lamb, the way, the only way to approach God. All religions are found right here. Call them what you may, call them Islam, Buddhism, Hinduism, or Christianity, call it Catholic, Methodist, Baptist, Mormon, Seventh-day Adventist, it is either works or grace. We're either accepted by God by what we do, our works, our will, our choice, our faith, our sacrifice, our righteousness, our morality, or by grace, what God has done, what Christ has done for us. Well, the religion of Cain, the religion of man's works, will, choice, faith, sacrifice, morality is false. Like Cain, we will be rejected by God. Scripture says, by the deeds of the law, no flesh will be justified. That is, accepted, declared accepted of God, innocent of wrongdoing. For by grace, Scripture said, for by grace are ye saved, through faith. And that is not of yourselves, even it is the gift of God. It is not of works, lest any man should boast. In Ephesians 1:6, it says, we are only accepted in the Beloved, accepted by God by the faith of Jesus Christ, His works, His righteousness, His blood shed for the remission of our sins, for the forbearance of sin, for the forgiveness of sin. Here's what both of these men believed and are saying. And this is what all men and women and young people say when they bring one of these two things, works or grace. It is the same today. It is no different. Cain worked real hard producing his garden, his fruit, his vegetables. He plowed that field. He planted the seed. He worked real hard weeding that garden. He fertilized it, and he harvested it. He picked the fruit. These were his fruits. These were his flowers, vegetables. And he brought these to the Lord. They were beautiful to look at. It was a nice display. He put it in a beautiful basket, which he probably wove with his own hand, full of flowers, lots of flowers. And he thought, God will surely be pleased with all that I've done for him. God will look upon this beautiful display of my works and my sacrifice and what all I've done for God, and He will surely be pleased with what I've done for Him, my works. But God rejected Cain. He rejected his works. Why? Why? Because there was no repentance of sin here. There was no confession of guilt here. There was nothing of grace, what God had provided. There was no death. There was no blood. But rather, Cain is saying to God, and coming before God, look at me. Aren't you pleased that I came to you? Aren't you happy to have me? Look at what I've done. Look at what I've brought you, Lord. Look at what I've brought to you. Aren't you pleased with me? And God rejected him, and Cain got angry. Abel, on the other hand, is coming before God bringing an innocent lamb, the firstborn lamb of his flock that God had given life to, that God has given to him. Abel killed that lamb, shed its blood, and what he is saying, what Abel believes and what he is saying when bringing this dead, innocent lamb before God and its blood, he is saying, I am guilty. I am a sinner. God be merciful to me, the sinner. O holy and righteous God, I come before your holy presence, asking you to forgive me of my sin. For I am unrighteous. I am unworthy. I have sinned against thee in thought, in word, and in deed. My best deeds, my best works are filthy rags. I bring to you what you gave to me. I bring to you what you provided for me, an innocent lamb. I bring to you what you told me through my parents to bring, that is the blood of an innocent lamb, shed in my stead, in my place, my substitute, the lamb that you provided. O holy God, this lamb represents your Christ, your substitute, the one who is to come and be my righteousness, and be my sin bearer, and be my sin offering, my burnt offering, to lay down his life and shed his innocent blood for the remission of my sin. O God, be merciful to me. O God, accept me in my substitute, in the Lamb. God, accept me in thy Christ that is to come. And Scripture said, God accepted Abel. Listen, both boys heard the truth from their parents. They heard the gospel. They heard the only way that a sinner must come to a holy God from their parents, Adam and Eve. In the garden, man sinned. Adam and Eve sinned against God in rebellion against God, His sovereignty, His holiness, His righteousness, His law. and they died in sin. They became guilty, full of shame. They were naked and soon to be cast out by God. But God, rich in mercy, for His great mercy and His love to these sinners, God, the Son of God, yes, Christ was in that garden. He spoke to them. He's the Word of God. He spoke to Adam and Eve and convicted them of their sin, revealed to them what they had done against Him, made them guilty before Him, and He told them of the woman's seed. That's the virgin-born Son of the Most High God, made of a woman, made under the law to redeem them from that broken law. And He told them that He would come, this woman's seed, this virgin-born Son, the Son of God, the Christ of God, and would crush the serpent's head, His power, the sin that He brought into this world. But He Himself would be made sin, made a curse by God, and shed His innocent blood, die, that these guilty sinners might live. And He illustrated that by taking a lamb right before their eyes, slaying that lamb, shedding its innocent blood, death. This lamb died for these sinners. And He took the skins of those lamb, the skin of that lamb, and covered their nakedness. And by the death of this lamb, they didn't die, but they were cast out. And God said, don't come to me except with the blood. You won't be accepted except through the blood. Well, God said in Romans 3, that by the deeds of the law, no flesh shall be justified in His sight, that all are guilty before Him, that only by the righteousness of God, which is by the faith of Jesus Christ, only by the blood of Christ, we are accepted. God set forth Christ to be the propitiation, the covering, through faith in His blood, to declare His righteousness for the remission of sin. That's how we come to God. Why did Abel believe and Cain did not? Because God gave him this faith. You see, by grace are you saved through faith, and that's not of yourself. It's the gift of God. Cain heard, Abel heard the same story, the same truth. Abel believed. Why? God gave him that faith. You don't even bring faith to God as a work. Look what I've done. You don't bring your faith. You don't bring your will. You don't bring your decision. That's works. You will be rejected. But you've come to God like Abel saying, you gave me this faith. You gave me this lamb. Oh, Lord, I bring to you what you provided. All of this is a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ, God's provision for salvation, for the remission of the sins of His people. Well, Cain got mad, and so do most people get mad over the truth. And he slew his brother who talked with him of the truth. The Lord told all His disciples and all who believe Him, marvel not if the world hates you, for the truth's sake, for God's glory, God's work, Christ's work. God rejects man's will, man's works, man's choice, man's righteousness, man's morality, and only what Jesus Christ does for God's people is accepted. What about you? Do you have the faith of Abel, or do you come by your own works like Cain? Oh, may the Lord reveal the truth to you, is my prayer. Amen.